Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to my latest edition of Miami Hurricanes Talk with Danny on Anchor. My guest this week is Ken. Let me see if I pronounce it right. Sugira, right?
Yeah, there you go, Segura. Yeah.
Sugira from the Atlanta Journal Constitution. He's the beat writer for Georgia Tech. We're going to preview the game this week in Atlanta. 3:30 will be on ACC regional networks, RSNs. If you low check your distance in your area, Ken. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming back on.
Yeah, my pleasure.
But Ken, I looked at a couple of things, and I saw tape just before I came on here. I looked at Zach Pilon, and I was very impressed at how he was last week against Virginia Tech. 319 total yards, two touchdowns rushing. What makes this kid so impressive?
A few things. One, I mean, he's a freshman and he doesn't play like one. I mean, one thing I've noticed, you often see freshman quarterbacks, they're getting delayed games and they're having to burn timeouts and they're gunning the ball or getting out of the pocket at the first sign of pressure. And he doesn't do any of those things really, or he hasn't yet. He's poised. He stands in against a pass rush. He throws accurately. He seems to have a good sense of how plays are supposed to develop. And he's a tough kid. He runs hard, fights for tough yards, and I think that's also, won him the affections, I guess, of his teammates. So there's a lot of things to like about the way he's played so far, for sure.
Yeah, right now Georgia Tech's a 2-point favorite, over under 46. When I looked at this season for us, when the season started, Ken, everyone was looking at for
Right.
us this game being a potential trap game before the big one against Clemson next week. My God, have things have changed in 8 months.
Right. Yeah. I mean, certainly, the off season that Miami had, you certainly thought that things were gonna take off. And obviously, it remains to be seen how the rest of this season and obviously, the incoming years of Mario Cristobal are gonna go. But yeah, Georgia Tech has kind of steadied itself a little bit after firing Jeff Collins, and obviously Miami's having
Yeah,
their own troubles.
I was going to ask about that. Have you heard anything about the coaching search there? I mean, is Dion still a player to watch there, or no? Or is that ship sailing a little bit more?
I haven't heard a ton of really anything to concrete. Obviously, a lot of people throw around a lot of different names. Certainly Deion Sanders has been one of them. My sense is he's probably not going to be a strong candidate, but I would think he'll be considered. But as far as actually knowing anything certain, unfortunately, I mean, I know certainly we know that Brent Key is a candidate to some degree, but beyond that, it's hard to say.
Yeah, I look at Brent Key. I mean, Brent Key, given what he's done a pretty good job over there in Atlanta. I mean, the thing for me when I looked at Georgia Tech's their defense. I mean, last week they did a pretty good job and they came up big at the end against Virginia Tech.
Right. They offense wasn't doing a ton, and special teams they've given up a touchdown on a punt return, and so the defense was really in position to have to kind of win the game a little bit, and they came up with three turnovers in the last quarter to turn the tide. And it's looking at the numbers, looking at the way they play, it's a very different group than what you saw. It's from the last year and earlier this part of the year. They play faster, forcing a lot of turnovers, playing well on third down. I mean, obviously the Florida State game is a huge exception to all that, but yeah, it's been a good group for
I
sure.
mean, last week when we played FSU, I mean, everything went that could go wrong for us did go wrong. 45-3, FSU beat Miami in Hard Rock Stadium. I mean, like you said, that's the exception, but Miami has not scored a touchdown in 9 quarters. That's been a
Right.
big deal. In fact, what do you think? What is Georgia Tech doing this week to prepare for Ja'Cory Brown?
Well, I mean, I don't know that they're convinced that he's going to be the guy. I think certainly they're preparing for him and they're aware that he can run and make plays with his feet. One thing Daquan Dowse, who's the defensive tackle, said is they know about all three and know what they can do, but it's hard to obviously just prepare for one if you don't know quite what's coming.
We know not. Okay, Marshall Tom. Okay, you want to take a little question? I have a question for Marshall Thomas. Marshall, do you have a question for Ken?
Hey, how you guys doing? Give me just a just give me a sec. Y'all
Sure.
could keep talking. I just jumped on.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, okay, yeah. The thing I want to look at when I look at Georgia Tech, I mean,
Uh-huh.
their pass offense is the worst in the ACC, only averaging 185 yards a game and nearly six an attempt. And Miami's not much better. And remember, Van Dyke's likely done for the year.
Right.
So have they also prepared for possibly Jake Garcia as well?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, obviously Miami's not dropping a lot of hints about what's going to happen. And, you know, maybe they're going to think that they're going to see Ja'Cory Brown, but I'm sure they're going to prepare for both, you know, and, you know, and potentially even Van Dyke too. My sense of it is like you're saying, I would be surprised if he played, but I don't think you know, coaches are, they're not going to, you know, gamble on something like that.
No, definitely not. Look at in the ACC, Georgia Tech is 13th in the conference, averaging 16 a game against Power Five conferences opponents. Miami is, well, did you know the Miami Hurricanes are dead last in the conference against these teams? 15.2. That is incredible. I mean, but our defense is when we've won, it's been on defense. 11.5 points a game and allowing 35.8 in losses. When Georgia Tech has lost, they've allowed 33.4 points a game and 21.3 when they've won. So I think I expect a low scoring game. Is that the sense you get, Ken?
I would think so. I mean, you know, Georgia Tech has obviously had its struggles, you know, scoring certainly earlier in the year and still to this point. So we'll see what Miami shows up defensively. But I would think the same thing, that it's probably going to be a game in the 20s or something like that.
Marshall, whenever you want to hop on, go ahead. If you have a question you want to hop on again, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that it's been kind of a crazy year for Georgia Tech, you know, firing the coach in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised, though, to see, like, the team kind of fight back, get a win against Pitt, get a comeback win at Virginia Tech? Have you been impressed with, like, the resilience, I'd say?
Yeah. If you look back at the time, you know, Pitt was, I think they were 24th in the country and defending ACC champions and all that. And playing, you know, in their field, and I think had some like a 3-game winning streak against Georgia Tech. So I had no expectations that Tech would win that game or necessarily show this, like you're saying, the resilience they have. I think, you know, we talked about Brent Key earlier, the interim head coach. I think he's done a really nice job in that regard of kind of clearing guys' heads and giving them a clear message about, you know, here's how we want you to play, and let's just worry about winning games and not some of the other extraneous stuff that had kind of defined what Jeff Collins' tenure was about a little bit. So yeah, they're, you know, it's not a great team by any stretch, but they're making fewer mistakes and playing faster and seem to have, you know, a lot of energy and, you know, playing with, you know, just enjoying playing. So I think that's something you're really seeing.
Well, I think we have to look at
Sorry, go ahead, Dan.
Go ahead, Marshall. Go ahead, Marshall. I know you want to follow up. Go ahead.
So do you expect Zach Pyron to start on Saturday?
You know, what I'll start with what Brent Key has said is that it's, you know, Jeff Sims has practiced. He actually practiced last week and didn't play. And so it doesn't necessarily mean because he's practicing doesn't mean he will play Saturday. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Zach started, but I'm not, you know, 100% convinced that's what's going to happen.
What is Sims' injury, or what how long has he been out?
He sprained his foot against Virginia, which was, I guess, 3 games ago now. You know, he hurt it in the second quarter, I guess, and didn't come back, and then didn't play against Florida State or Virginia Tech.
Okay. So what should Hurricanes fans be expecting to see from the Georgia Tech offense? Because, I mean, for years, this team gave me nightmares with the triple option.
Right.
Obviously, it's not, you know, the Reggie Ball and the, you know, that those kind of players, Tashard Choice. Mm-hmm. What should Hurricanes fans be expecting to see from the Tech offense?
They like to run the ball first. I mean, I think you'd say the strength of their team, the strongest position group is a running back group. Dante Smith and Hassan Hall in particular, you know, certainly they've shown a little more ability passing the ball with Zach Pyron, and he's put in the last game, they was much more effective. But yeah, it's an offensive line that's not the strongest, but, you know, they try to, you know, go side to side. You know, there's probably more of their strength, but it's pretty straightforward offense. Actually, and I think it was Kevin Steele, I was listening to that press conference. He said it's a fairly similar scheme to what, you know, Florida State and also was Virginia Tech, I guess, have done. So it's not nothing out of the ordinary, but I think it's something they probably see a lot of if they're going to play the way they want to play, there will just be a lot of running, or more leaning on the run game, I think.
Yeah, I think I look at also as the big play receivers, Carter and Jenkins. They have big Jenkins 17, 9 a grab, Carter 15. And Marshall, you can attest to this too. The pass defense has been absolutely abysmal at times this year.
Yes, very, very much up and down. It looked elite against Texas A&M, and then we made Middle Tennessee State look like LSU a few years ago.
Yeah. So what do we expect from Jenkins and Carter to hit that point?
They're more down the field threats. Jenkins is a really he's a six he's 6'7", I think. Malachi Carter, good route runner, good in the air. The guy they looked for the most is Nate McCollum. He's a slot receiver, quick and shifty and able to make catches over the middle. So he's the guy that both Jeff Sims and Zach Parnett have looked for the most.
Yeah, when I look at defense, Georgia Tech's defense, mm-hmm. they have a pretty good defender in Charlie Thomas, and that will be an issue for our offensive line, which, if I'm not mistaken, Marshall, isn't our offensive line banged up a bit?
Just a bit. I mean, I think we have our original four starters out, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
from fall camp or the start of the season. So we are literally limping into Atlanta.
Yeah. And I was telling when the season started, everyone thought this was going to be a trap game before the big one next week at Clemson. Boy, I was telling my how things have changed.
I've always looked at Georgia Tech as a trap game for the Hurricanes, because ever since I was a kid, like, we have struggled against them, especially in Atlanta. So I never take the Yellow Jackets for granted, man. And I'm excited to see I don't want you to get too into this, but obviously there's going to be a head coaching search. Has that really started to ramp up yet, or?
A little bit. I mean, I think, they hired a new athletic director actually the same time when they fired Jeff Collins. So Jay
the Alabama guy?
Say it again?
Was it the new athletic director? Was it the guy from Alabama?
Right, yeah, Jay Batt, yes. So he was hired, I guess, 3 weeks ago now, or he started 3 weeks ago. It's his search to run. I'm sure at this point, they're doing a lot of kind of back channel stuff and agents talking to search firms, that sort of thing. My guess is it'll be done fairly quickly after the season end, whether it's Brent Key or someone else coming from outside. But I'm sure, in a kind of on a under the radar level, it's been going on pretty. I'm sure there's been a lot going on.
Yeah, I've looked at the passes Georgia Tech has picked off. They picked off 10 this year, and they've done a solid job forcing turnovers, with mostly on the fumbles end. And we've had our issues with fumbleitis this year. I mean, and this may be the team that GT turns the corner against. And when you look at Samari Wilson and Miles Brooks, they've combined for 11 pass breakups and 3 picks this year. See, but Georgia Tech has a habit of getting whipped at the line of scrimmage. And what have they done to try to prepare for Ja'Cory Brown? Because no, it's not just a gimmick practice. The guy can sling the ball around too.
Right. I'm sure they've watched all the tape and are well aware of what he can do, that he's a versatile player and dangerous in a lot of ways. So as far as specifics, it's hard to know. But yeah, it's a good pass. It's a good secondary. They play a lot of man, which I think has enabled them to get the breakups they have. And it's a team that I think is it's a secondary that I think plays well as a unit. And it's fairly young, not the most experienced, but they've done far better, I think, most people would have thought this year.
Yeah, the run defense for Georgia Tech hasn't done that well this year.
I think it's gotten better. I think, at the beginning of the year, particularly when they played Ole Miss, it didn't do well. They had some trouble, obviously, against Florida State. It's again, on the front side, I think kind of they're willing to bend and not break, I think, is kind of what I've heard about them a little bit. But yeah, I would say they're probably stronger against the pass than they are against the run.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's the key. Marsh, you want to add something to that also?
Hold on, I'm sending a. I have to send an email real quick. You can ask it.
Okay, another question I want to ask is, but my keys to the game. I'm going to give you my keys to the game, and Ken, I want to give yours as well.
Okay.
One, we have to keep one for Miami to win. They got to keep the pressure on Pyron. But Piron is not the typical freshman, like you said. And our defense, Miami's defense, has logged a lot of sacks this year, and the pressure has to be on in this game. Number two, for Miami to win, run the football. You know, Parrish, Thank, Thad, and Knighton all averaging four carry, nine combined TDs. But Miami's problem is not being able to run the football. And that's been an issue with our offensive coordinator, Josh Gattis, who came over from Michigan. A lot of our fan base down here is really ripping into Gattis. Ripping into Gattis. But for George, but Tech, and Tech's not Clemson, the team we play next week. For Miami to win, they got to make Ja'Cory Brown a factor as well and get his running game going. And also be better at special teams, be less bad than Georgia Tech on special teams. And because special teams, I saw last week, the special teams defense was terrible. But 15 to 18 on field goals, perfect on PATs, you know. Gavin, their kicker is perfect on field goals, which is Gavin Stewart. So do you trust Tech in a close game if it comes down to Stewart?
I would say so. I mean, he hasn't given any reason to not. I don't know that he's been in a situation where he's had to make, you know, a kick with a game on the line, if memory serves. But yeah, everything he kind of sends about him makes me feel like, yeah, he.
All right. Those are my three keys. Want to get your three keys, Ken?
Sure. Well, I think to copy one of yours, I think when Tech is done well, they've run the ball well. You know, the two previous games against Virginia and Virginia Tech Florida State and Virginia before they beat Virginia Tech, they weren't running the ball well. They got better against Virginia Tech. I think that was a big part of it. That's kind of going back to what I was saying earlier. They run first and they can't do well there. I think that puts a lot of pressure on Piron to kind of piggyback on what you were saying. Other thing is, yeah, turnovers. It's an area where they've done really, really well, not only just with takeaways, but in holding on to it. And so, I think it's a game that, if you can hold on to it and let the offense, you know, win field possession or you know, use special teams to win field position, I think that'll be their benefit. And the other thing is, their special teams, it's funny to bring that up, they've been kind of suspect in punt return and in punt coverage. They're against Virginia Tech. They gave up 188 yards in punt return yardage, which is almost unheard of. And it's an area where, you know, that was a problem before, and that they were getting punts blocked, and so they changed the schemes up. But now they've kind of opened up another leak. So that's something else that I think Georgia Tech needs to be mindful of. Because I think the other thing too, it kind of speaks to where I think Miami has an advantage almost. Against anybody is just having better athletes and better talent, and certainly punt return. And, you know, special teams is a place where you can see that happen. So I think that area generally, we're in keeping the punt return, but also I guess kick return to the degree that Tech has allowed that to happen, they've done a good job with it. That's probably an area where they need to win to have a better chance to beat Miami.
Marshall, what are your three keys to the game?
My three keys to the game is limit big plays, stop the run, and honestly, this is going to sound so dumb, but just score. I mean, we haven't scored a touchdown in nine quarters,
as a matter of fact.
And so I think if this offense, I mean, we saw against Virginia, like we put up four field goals and we won in quadruple overtime without scoring a touchdown. And I think it'll be a low scoring game, but yeah, we just can't. The run defense has got to improve from last week, and I think Georgia Tech's going to try to exploit that. It's a very interesting game coming off a 45-3 loss, but yeah, I mean, and also limit turnovers. I mean, because that has killed us time and time and again this year, right, Danny?
Yeah, definitely hasn't. Ken, that's killed us basically, you know, and points off turnovers, absolutely off our turnovers have killed us this year. I mean, this is my thing. So now I'm going to let you guys out of here with this. We're going to start with Ken. I think, didn't you? I don't know. Ken, we'll start with you on a prediction.
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, I think, like I said, I think it'll be low scoring. And I said 20s. So I think maybe that's high. It's a tough game for me to assess, just because I think it's easy to see like, oh, well, Miami just got decimated by Florida State. Surely Georgia Tech's a better team. They just won. But I think the way this division is played and the way, Georgia Tech can play, just because they're favored doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot, particularly when it's not by much. So, I think they're going to win, but I think it's going to be close.
Okay, Marsh, your prediction.
I say Miami wins 17-13 in a boring game.
Here's the way I look at this. Which Miami, we know, and Marsh can attest to this. Miami got blown out last Saturday night at home by FSU. They showed no fight, they showed no heart, and they showed no courage. I want to see what Miami team shows up in Atlanta on Saturday. Is it the Miami team that is checked out for the rest of the year? Or is this Miami team have fight left to come back off to get off the deck from an embarrassment like that at home and win on the road? No, let's know what it is. Marsh, you can attest to this. If Miami doesn't win this game, Miami will not go bowling this year. Okay, let's get that out of the way now, because you got Clemson next week and then Pittsburgh at home to close the regular season. For Miami, it is a must-win game. This is a real gut check game, and I say Miami finds a way to get it done in Atlanta. I'm going to go Miami 21, Georgia Tech 17. That's my prediction. Gentlemen, Ken, I want to take this time to thank you for coming on. Marsh, thank you for coming on as well. I hope, hey, we're going to see each other a little less because of the new format starting next year.
That's right. Yeah.
So you do
Good
come to Hard
run.
Rock next year.
All right. Do they play next year? I should know,
The
but
next, yes, it'll come to Hard Rock. You'll come to Hard Rock
okay.
next year. I
Very
did
good.
see that.
All right.
All right, so
Awesome.
Ken, thank you again very much for coming on. Marshall, again, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for
Thank you,
having me,
Danny.
Dan. Talking to you, Ken.
Thank
Likewise,
you, man.
Marshall.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let me just end the recording. Where is it? Okay, recording is going to stop right there.